Welcome to The Higher Self and I, your go-to podcast that will release you of your victim mindset and become your one-way ticket towards the mind-blowing results you desire in your life and your business. I'm your host, Rebecca Hayden, mindset and business mentor, ready to help you unlock your mindset into gear and empower you to step into the person you always knew you were meant to be. A badass CEO who is here to claim her frickin' millionaire life. Ready to find out what life could be like if you just did the thing? Let's go, baby. Hello, gorgeous lady, and welcome back to Higher Self and I. Today, we are talking about higher caliber clients, attracting them in, but the biggest challenge I notice people facing when they are moving into a different type of client. And let me tell you what it is. It is the safety that they feel around talking to the client that they no longer want to attract. So lo and behold, it's not the lack of content, it's not the lack of strategy, it is a subconscious programming, it is a subconscious habit, it is a subconscious blocker where you feel more comfortable speaking to the type of client that you've spoke to for a while. Which, fair enough, if you've spoke to that type of client for a while, it has become so ingrained in your subconscious, it's become so ingrained in your behavior, it's become so ingrained in the actions that you take and the responses that you have and the way that you do things, that you, when you move into that higher caliber of client, a lack of safety comes in. And there's quite a few reasons as to why the lack of safety comes in. Sometimes it can be more of the lack of clarity. So I see people say like, Beck, I really want to speak to a higher caliber of client. They don't actually know who that is. They haven't done research around it. Maybe they haven't done target market research. Maybe they haven't worked with that type of client before. Maybe they've got an idea of it, but don't know what they're going through. So we have like this lack of clarity. And I always say lack of clarity makes the parts grow stronger. You know, lack of clarity allows the ego, allows the parts to come in, the managers to come in and take over the show. The moment that we've got clarity, boom, we're back into self. We're back into calm, confident, capable, curious, all of the C's, which is where we want to be, where we want to play from. And when we don't have that clarity, we spiral, we overwhelm, we overthink, you know, because the clarity isn't there. The other thing that I see is that it feels a little bit scary for you to speak to that type of client. Maybe you've got some conscious beliefs behind speaking to that type of client. I'm not good enough to serve them. I'm not where they are. So how could I possibly be the person for them? Which when we know, actually, when we look at that logically, you currently have something that they don't have, and that's why you're selling it. So actually, you're much further ahead in that particular area. Just to wipe that bullshit excuse out of the water before we begin. So there's quite a few things that are going on when you're shifting into that higher caliber of client. This is something that I'm going to be talking inside of Magnet, which is my 21-day mini mind, subconscious marketing, neuro-messaging mini mind. I have spoke about it very often and it starts on the 8th of April. If you do want more information, the link is in the show notes to the sales page, all of the breakdowns of what's going on in there. We've got 5 live calls, 2 pre-recorded, 1 Q&A, a community group. It's going to be amazing. And it's all about stepping into that higher caliber of client and using subconscious messaging and neuro-messaging and marketing and understanding why we do the things that we do online to attract ideal clients. So if you're interested in that, please check it out. So what I start with, first of all, is actually getting clear on that profile, because I think, like I said, a lot of the times we fall back into the safety of talking to the person that you've always talked to because it is familiar. We know the subconscious loves the familiar. The subconscious wants the path of least resistance. And if you've spoke to that type of client, that older type of client for many years, then that's going to be the path of least resistance for you. So it's going to feel more conscious. You're going to have to do more work on it in order to really step into it. So, you know, our brain is wired to seek safety. Our brain is wired to avoid perceived threats. Now, you looking at this and going, actually, this ideal client, this higher caliber of client isn't a threat. I actually really want to work with her. But right now, your subconscious feels so unsafe that it is a threat to your subconscious, and it will do everything in its power to stop you from speaking to that. Hence why you keep going to that certain level of client. So really knowing and understanding that from a subconscious point of view as well. But from a neuromessaging, a subconscious marketing point of view, the first place that I start with my clients on this is getting a crystal clear ideal client perception of that new client. And this really means understanding their deep-seated beliefs, their biases, their influences, their perceived perceptions, their core desires, the energy, the words that resonate with them, really getting such a deep profile on this particular client. And I use phrases from my clients all the time within my content, to be honest. A lot of my clients write my content for me. No, they don't actually physically write my content, but they give me the content pieces through what they're saying, through what they're going through, for what they put on their questionnaires. You know, I get a lot of this. I'm constantly in market research with my clients. I'm constantly listening to them, obviously as a coach first and foremost, but it really helps with what I go on to speak to. And this is why I can resonate so deeply with people, because I truly understand so deeply what my clients are going through and how I can speak to that and how I can reframe that and how I can show them that I'm the coach for them. Insert subconscious marketing, come on to magnet, I'm going to teach you all the ways. So creating that clear ideal client profile from both an external perspective and an internal perspective. Now, I spoke about this a lot when I've done certain types of content podcasts. I work from an external, which is what's going on around us in the 3D realm, the actions, the behaviors, if you're a fly on the wall, what is going on, and the internal, because having both of those allow us to go so micro in our content. And I see this happening so often. People use these big macro concepts, like you want to be confident, you want to have amazing self-belief. And I'm like, what the fuck does that mean to anyone? Like, they're not going to connect to that. But they don't know what it looks like. You need to show them what it looks like. You need to explain through story and narrative, which again, a big part of my subconscious messaging strategy, to really allow them to see what's going on for them, to see what they're perceiving to be real right now, and actually what could be for them. So having that clear ideal client profile, avatar, whatever the bloody hell you want to call it, is so important. One of the first things you ever bloody learn when you start marketing anything, you know, but it's more than what car they drive and what they fucking watch on Netflix. That doesn't mean shit to anyone, you know. Like, what we actually want to know is their behaviors, their patterns, the way that they're doing things, the way that they're showing up right now, the certain characteristics and mannerisms and personality that they have. And that could be different across your ideal clients, but we can speak to all of them. Some of it won't resonate with some it will, and they will listen either way because they love you, you've built the trust. So really getting clear on the ideal client profile. The next thing that really kind of matches this is having that clear person in mind. Depending on what I'm selling, depending on what I'm launching, I have one particular person in mind that I speak to. And I basically filter all of my content through whether that will land with them. And really speaking to them and them alone. I even do this with my podcasts. You know, every podcast I record, I'm like, this is who I'm recording it for. I'm recording it for Lucy right now, made up name, who knows? Like, this is who I'm speaking to. I know exactly her behaviors. I know her thoughts. I know her feelings. I know what she's doing. I know her behaviors. And I'm speaking to that. Now, what Lucy, for example, is going through is what a lot of other people are going through. because the clients that you're attracting are all going to be in the same sort of problems, same sort of patterns, same sort of behaviors. But if you have that one person in mind, it keeps that clarity of who you're speaking to in the forefront for you as a creator. And that's what we want. We kind of want everything to filter through to that one person. Now, that one person for me changes within every kind of launch that I do, because I'm kind of speaking to a different type or a different part or a different section of that with depending on what launch I'm doing. Right now, I have one person in mind and I'm speaking to you, and you'll never know. But, you know, I have that one person and I go, oof, yeah, this is exactly what she's going through. This is going to speak to her. This is really going to truly land because I know her. I really understand her. And this is, you know, such a big part of it. I get clients on the phone and the phone, are we back in 2012? And I get clients on Zoom and I will ask them questions externally about what their clients are going through and they cannot answer me. Now, that tells me that you do not know enough about what is going on with your ideal client. You do not know enough to the extent that you need to know in order to have content do the heavy lifting for you. It is so important. And if you're working with clients, you literally have people in front of you and you can see their behaviors and you can watch their behaviors and you can make content about it, right? We can use that. So having that clear person in mind, and what that does is it really engages from a neuroscience perspective, the mirror neuron system. It's when you mirror something back to a person and they're like, oof, oof. Oh God, that was a mirror. I can see what I'm doing. And it really kind of attaches that to their kind of reality and understanding, which is what we want to do as well. Next thing is subconsciously working on what keeps you going back to the safety, which is kind of what I said and spoke about at the start of today's podcast. You know, a lot of the time we don't move into that next level client or the client that you truly want to speak to or the way that you want to put your prices up because we're kept in the safety of what we know. We're kept in the safety of safeness. We're kept in the safety of comfort. And moving out of that takes conscious competence. And because we are naturally geared towards finding the path of least resistance, that's what the subconscious wants. Whenever we're kind of like put up with a bit of like, oh, now I've got to learn, or oh, now I've got to really think about this, or oh, this isn't coming naturally to me, we freak out. We let the parts come in and then the managers come in and we're like, no, 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 we can't do this. Like, you know, so many times with my clients, I'm like, you're going to have to be consciously competent at this. We may even be a little bit rubbish at it to start off with, but we have to do it again and again. The same as when you learn how to drive a car. My mom was holding the tightest I've ever seen a person hold onto the side of the car door on the first time she got in the car with me. I hadn't got a fucking clue what I was doing. I really didn't. But the more I did it, the more I know. And now I subconsciously drive everywhere and forget that I've drove there because I do it so subconsciously. And that is the same when you're switching into speaking to a different type of client. It's going to take a little bit more effort. And you need to be okay with that. You need to be okay with learning a new concept and it taking a bit more effort. And if it is the parts that are coming in and kicking off because we've got to take a little bit more effort for a couple of weeks, you need to be able to self-regulate yourself, because you'll never get anywhere if you don't allow yourself to be uncomfortable and learn something new, right? So really having a look. Now, there might be actual subconscious beliefs behind it. I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy. I can't do, you know, I can't speak to that type of client. And that's where the subconscious reprogramming comes in. And quite frankly, yes, it is a subconscious marketing course, but I am doing subconscious work for you inside of Magnet as well, because it's as important. The way that you show up, the energy that you show up, the way you believe about yourself and in your product or in your offer or how you sell is as important as the words that you're saying. It's as important as the things that you're selling. It's as important as the stories that you're putting up, of the videos that you're doing, of the podcasts that you're recording. The belief and the trust in yourself behind it, it can be felt. It can be felt online. And you really need to work on the foundational subconscious belief, which is why the two things go together so well. And luckily, I'm very, very passionate and good at both of them. and brought them together as one. And it's fantastic and I love it. But we need to look at why you keep going back to the safety, which brings me very nicely onto my last point, which is practice, practice, practice again. The consistency has made my business. There hasn't been a moment where I have let the consistency drop, because consistency online brings trust. I'll say it again. Consistency online brings trust. And it takes a while for your audience to come with you. It takes a while for you're in your bubble and you're like, I've been speaking about this for the last 2 days. Why isn't no one with me? It's because they need time to catch up. They're not in your world. They're not in your bubble. They're not you. They're also consuming millions of bits of other information as well as you, unfortunately. You know, it's not just solely you that they're consuming, and you need to give them time to come with you. And that means that you need to be consistent. And sometimes the consistency, when you've got no external validation, is very hard to keep going. But I say to my clients again and again and again, consistency is key with your messaging. Repetition is key with your messaging. People need to hear something time and time again. I had a client the other day who has been in my world for years, years and years and years. And I say a lot of the same things over and over and over again. But one day on one masterclass, she was like, I get it. Now, I've said that concept and I've taught that concept to her. Can't even tell you how many times, but on that masterclass, on that day, in that phrase, in that moment that I said it, she got it. That is why repetition is so important. That's why it's so important to have similar phrases that you use, similar words that you use. This is all neuromessaging and all what I'm teaching you in Magnet, but you have to have these phrases and you have to have repetition. And if you're letting your ego take over you and you're letting the lack of external validation right now deter you from showing up, it's you that's getting in your own way. It's you that's stopping the consistency, which is stopping the trust. And yes, okay, there's going to be things in life, or there's going to be things happen. That's why you have a plan. That's why we have content ready to go. That's why we have foundational business structures below us, that life can still happen, that shit can still happen, and you can still be consistent without being there at all. That's what we want for the business. We don't want your business to fall off because you've been ill for a week. No, it's not how we work. We want to be there and we want the foundation set up so you can show up with it without even being there. And there's tools and techniques that I teach in Magnet to help you with that too. Oh, I got on my box then. So biggest challenge I see when people are moving into that higher caliber client, speaking to that type of client that they truly want to attract, whether higher caliber actually resonates with you or whether it's just the type of client that you want to attract, is the safety of talking back into that old type of client that you've worked with or that you've spoke to for so long. Hope this podcast has helped you. I know Magnet is the place that you need to be. So if you want more information, go onto the show notes. The link is there. Or if you want to just chat with me to see if it's right for you, please drop into my DMs. I will see you on the next episode. Mwah. Bye.
Your love and support means the absolute world to me with this podcast. So if you have enjoyed the episode today, please make sure that you are sharing or reviewing or even rating the podcast, because it allows me to get into more ear holes. Now, if we're not connected on Instagram, head over and add me at @RebeccaHayden_. Come and say hello. I'd love to see you there, and I will see you on the next episode.